Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, thank you for joining us today. This is Dr. Gerard Curry. I'm so glad that you're with us. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we were looking at Pentecost 2020. And boy, it's been a wonderful year. A lot of change, a lot of things happening. But you know, we've got to stay tuned with the Lord, and God will take care of each and every one of us. He'll reveal to us what's going on. So we started looking at the fact that Moses had experienced the fire of God. We want to look at the fire of God, because some people think the fire of God is only always judgmental. There is that, but this is not that which he spoke about. There are certain fires of God that is the glory of God. So let's look at a few things. And we started to look at Moses, how he experienced the burning bush, that fire of God. And we're going to just pick it up from there and see what happens and see how it happened. The church 2020, Pentecost Sunday, let's see how God wants us to operate in these coming days. We give you the praise, Lord. Let's go forward.
God's in the people business, not the money business. He'll give people the money, but he's not in the money, but he's in people business, sheep business. And Moses was cleaning up the poop, and Moses was doing all that stuff, and Moses was anointing their heads with oil. For 40 years, that fire was just a little ember in his belly. And then he stood in front of the burning bush, and it wasn't consumed, but he was consumed. He was consumed with the love and the grace and the mercy of God. And that little flame that was just a little inkly tingling thing down at the bottom exploded in Moses from the burning bush experience. And he walked out into Egypt against the strongest man on the planet who they considered to be God. Yeah. Proven he wasn't God, but considered to be God. He walked in there and he said, "Let my people go." That wasn't him speaking. That was God speaking through him, because it wasn't Moses' people. Amen. Was it Moses' people? No, it wasn't. So why would he say, "Let my people go"? He could have said, "Let the slaves go, let the Israelites go," but no, "Let my people go." When you got the fire of God inside of you, you talk for God, you breathe for God, you act like God. The fire of God come upon you. You be like Jacob. You'll start walking with a limp afterwards. You can't wrestle God and not change. And Moses walked into that place with a staff, and you saw the plagues. You saw what took place. All of that was because of the fire of the burning bush. What about the Israelites? Now they're out and they're in the wilderness, and there's a flaming, flaming pillar leading them by night, keeping them warm, leading them, protecting them. And in the day, like a cloud of smoke. That fire was protection. That was good fire. That led Israel to the promised land. That fire never left them. That fire never forsook them. That fire was God. In God's fire, there's glory. In the glory of God, there's fire. And I'm telling you, I'm believing God for fire. I'm believing God for miracle signs and wonders. I'm believing God for the chaff to be burnt off in the name of Jesus. I'm believing for the lost to turn around and say, "My God, what must I do to be saved?" I'm believing for these politicians to say, "We don't know what we're doing. We need God." Yeah. You are going to see unusual miracles. Don't be surprised when you see some of these haters that are in politics turn around and say, "What are we doing? I'm sorry I spoke like that, brother." You're going to say, "My God, that's unusual." Because that will be an unusual sign, a miracle and a wonder, right? What about Elijah? He was taken up in a chariot of fire in 2 Kings 2:11. In a chariot of fire, he was raptured. What about that? That fire was good fire. God's glory comes with the fire. The fire brings God's glory. There's a fire to judgment, but there's a fire to glory. I tell you what, and the Bible says we're joint heirs together with Christ. Be that if we suffer with him, we'll also glory in his presence and in his glory. We are fire carriers. Oh, come on. We are fire carriers. And let me tell you something. You know, there are four things that amazes Solomon. He said, no, five, and he starts to name them. When a spider can crawl on a rock or a snake on a rock, and a little lizard can go into a king's house. And then he says, there are five things, or four things that are never satisfied, no, five. Do you know one of them is fire? It's never satisfied. That fire, you give it some gas, it'll burn forever. If it can't finish this patch of whatever it is, it'll move to the next patch by the wind. And with us, you and me, the wind is the Holy Spirit blowing the flames, stoking the embers, stoking the fire. And we cannot be satisfied. We will never be satisfied. We need to win another one to the lost. Just one more before I go, Lord. Just give me one more soul to bring with me, Lord. That's the fire. The embers are being stoked up today. We are going to become a roaring fire. The church is becoming who they're supposed to be. This is a time. This is the hour. And if not you, then who? You are called for such a time as this. This is a time to let that flame explode. And I promise you, as you start touching and laying and speaking to people, the Holy Spirit will start blowing on you. He'll start blowing on you, and that fire will catch places alight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Listen, he'll even take bad fire and turn it to good fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the middle of the fire, right there. And then Daniel 3:25, the king says, but I see four people in that fire. We threw three, and the fourth man looks like the Son of God. You see, fire will get people to see God. Oh, God. Fire of God and the glory of God will get people to see God. He was an unsaved heathen king. He was destroying Israel. He threw these boys who wouldn't worship him into the fiery furnace. And then 10 minutes later, he says, how come they're still standing around? They don't look like they burnt. And there's a fourth man in the fire with them. Didn't we throw three in? And the fourth man looks like the Son of God. Let me tell you, when you bring the fire, people will see God. Yeah. People will start to see God. Yeah. And that meant for your destruction, you'll come out of that thing not even smelling of smoke. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, Revelation 19:12, the Bible says that Jesus, he has eyes with flames of fire in them. I'm telling you, that fire, the glory of God, when you look into the eyes of Jesus, you're going to see fire. You know what it's for? Salvations, for blessings, for glory. He wants to bring glory to the earth. He wants to bring his glory to the earth. He says, in the end times, the knowledge of my glory will increase. I'm telling you, people are turning to God right now. Amen. People are confused. People are scared. People don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. How are we going to survive? Where's the money going to come from? How am I going to get my job back? I might lose my house. Maybe they're going to give us freebies. Maybe they don't. Maybe we become a socialist country. We can get it all for free. Maybe I can get some money from my insurance. Maybe that got stolen. I can claim it back. Maybe, maybe, but then we don't have a clue. No one has a clue. No scientist knows what's going on with this pandemic. No doctor knows. No politician knows. No king knows. None of these people that are haters know. Nobody knows. By the way, we're called the haters. Come on. This is a new era. If you're just going to sit on your butt and do absolutely diddly squat, you have been warned. Amen. You can't go and say, but my pastor never told me I must get into this fight. Every one of us are necessary. Listen, I was praying this morning, and when I was praying in Psalm 39, where he says, before I was in my mother's womb, you created me. Before you even had sight of any, before I knew anything, you were in the darkness of my mother's womb creating me, and I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and that my soul knoweth right well. And every one of my days was written in your book before it even happened. Every single day was written in your book, and God's written in the book for every each and every one of us to be effective in the kingdom of God. We need to jump up and we need to get God going into this atmosphere. This is our time. You know Esther? Remember Esther? She saved the Israelites. Well, God, through her, saved the Israelites. We never take the glory, ever, ever, because that fire burn your butt too. Am I right, Brother Neil? Come on. You got to stoke up these embers. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, says, stir up, and 2 Timothy 1:4, stir up the gift is on the inside of you. Stir it. What's the gift? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost, He's the gift. The fires are within. Stop looking without, start looking within. Stir up the Holy Spirit inside you. He doesn't need stirring up, you need it. He's ready to go. Amen. Esther said, if I die, then I die. Come on. They love not their lives unto the death. Remember, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives to the death. That was Esther. If I die, then I die. And Mordecai said to her, you have been called for such a time as this. Yes. And I'm telling you right now, all you Esthers, you have been called for such a time as now. Amen. There is no excuse. You cannot push it aside. You have been called, but I'm sick. You have been called, but I'm broke. You have been called, but I don't know enough. You have been called. Amen. I wish I could calm down, but I can't. Listen, I even got a note over here. Teach calmly. I'm not joking. I made notes here. Can you see that in the black? Teach calmly. I'm trying to be calm, but I know the Holy Spirit doesn't. Amen. And so we want so we want to look at an example. Go with me to Acts 2. We're going to look at an example of the fire of God as it pertains to the church in the book of Acts, Pentecost Sunday. Let's just take a quick squiz at this. Acts 2:1 out of the Passion. On the day of Pentecost, or on the day Pentecost was being fulfilled. Remember, God said, tarry for me in Jerusalem. I want you to go to all the ends of the world and preach my word to them, but don't do it until you are endued and filled up with power from above. Remember that? So he said, go and wait there. Don't try to do it without the Holy Ghost, because you're going to get killed. You see, listen, when God sent Jesus by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, before he did that, Jesus got baptized, he got the Holy Spirit. Remember that? He was full of the Holy Spirit. And then God said, this is my beloved Son. He affirmed him. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So he didn't go to take on the devil without the Holy Spirit and the Father's love. So when he went into the wilderness, led by the Spirit, and tempted for 40 days, 40 nights in every area of life, in every way imaginable, and he didn't succumb to the devil, and the devil had to leave him for a season. The Bible says Jesus came back out of the wilderness with the Holy Spirit and with power. Power. You see, there is a second infilling. Let me tell you something. You all need to be refilled. And filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidences of praying in other tongues, is one of the signs.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to